You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
How are you today, Ari?
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pretty good for Tuesday.
Did you really not know what day it was?
Every day blends together for me.
Really?
I kind of feel like I'm living in Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. In a good way?
I don't know. Really?
How long has this been going on for?
Oh, probably
27 years.
No, not quite. Just 2 years. Ever since I've been back in Newcastle, it feels very groundhoggy.
Okay.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yay.
Had a lovely evening yesterday.
What'd you do?
Nothing special. It was just really nice. All this autumn weather is so good at the moment.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, for a walk with the dog. The dog's happy and you're out in this lovely evening, cool breeze is through. And
you're not sweating like profusely the first 5 minutes you walk out the door.
Exactly. And had a nice meal. Oh, it was great.
Did you cook some salmon?
No, I cooked last night. I cooked burgers.
Oh, these are your fancy burgers that you think are the best thing in the world.
Well, Emmy doesn't like burgers traditionally.
Either do I, to be fair.
She said even an hour later, I got her, those burgers were so good.
Oh my gosh, that's a glowing revelation.
I know.
Wow.
An hour later, I was like, phew, I've nailed that.
I could start making more burgers.
Why not? You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, well,
it's one of those foods that you want to have once a month, maybe.
That's how I felt about having stir fry the other night. We hadn't had chicken stir fry in ages, and then all of a sudden,
it just hit.
It was just fantastic. I'm like, flavorful. I usually hate this.
Are you the chef of that?
I am quite the stir fry maker. I'm good at it.
Did you make it in this particular
scenario? I couldn't
because
I was at my show rehearsals for 5 hours, so Mum had to cook dinner.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you just came home and
I literally inhaled.
Nice.
Inhaled two bowls.
You had a special treat for dinner last night too.
Well, technically I didn't get to eat it.
Oh, at all?
No, because I was busy last night, so I wasn't even home for dinner.
Right.
But I've brought some in today as leftovers. Yeah. Crumbed lamb's brains, which sounds absolutely Frankenstein-y, but it's not.
I sort of used to think that, but I reckon I'd be into it now.
I showed you and you were like, oh yeah, I don't look too bad.
It's not the look for me. It's liver and stuff I can't do.
Yeah.
Well, it's not I can't do. I just don't like it that much.
It's weird textures, some of the body parts.
Yeah, and even the flavour is too intense, but you were saying the brain's not.
Yeah, not much flavour at all. Bit of salt and pepper with some panko breadcrumb. Fried up, delicious.
Sounds good.
Panko makes everything.
Oh, my God, doesn't it? What?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And the Novos.
All right, so Ari, we'd be both well aware of the ongoing roadworks here at Hexham outside our studios, Maitland Road, where they're widening the road from two lanes to two lanes.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly why they're doing something but not something at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. It's been going on for months. Today I didn't get caught in it, which is good.
That's a nice change.
Yeah.
I figured out why it's taking so long.
Why is that?
To go from two lanes to two lanes.
Skeleton staff, perhaps?
No.
No.
They've changed, you know, what like steamrollers?
Yeah.
This morning I saw the steamrollers they had.
Oh, it's like flat. This is the flat in the road.
Yeah,
it's like
flat in the
from
road.
Cars, you know, the Pixar movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, also from real life.
Oh, yeah. Betsy, I think her name was the character out of that.
There you go. The steamroller.
With Betsy. Sorry.
No, you're right. The steamrollers they're using, it's so small.
Eh?
They're
usually like enormous, like big beasts.
Normally, it's the size of one lane of traffic, right? Like
usually,
one lane wide.
Correct.
These are like the width of maybe a footpath. A tiny little machine.
What, they couldn't afford to get the big boys?
I don't know what's going on, but they can't afford anything, it seems. It's the slowest non-expansion of a road I've ever seen. Hurry
up. What the hell?
It's driving us all mad.
Yeah, get the little boys out and bring the big boys in.
Well, get a proper size steamroller for a start. There you go, tip one. You've doubled your work.
You've got to listen to Crevo because he always says that size matters.
Well, that I do. I stand by that when it comes to steamrollers. and other things.
I stand by that with everything.
Exactly. They just hurry up. It's a nothing project.
It's actually done nothing.
I know. And I feel for the people that live in Maitland and have to work in Newcastle. They have it the hardest.
Or who live in Newcastle, Mayfield Way, and have to go out to like Stockton or... Stockton. Like Port Stephens or whatever.
Yeah, or people that live in Newcastle have to work in Maitland. Either way, it's awful. Sort it out.
Come off it.
Exactly. Hurry that thing up.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your First at 5. Good morning.
Hey guys, how are we?
Doing very well.
Good. Now, let's kick it off across the ditch. I love saying that. It's probably my favourite thing to say. Anyway, Port Stephens MP?
Yeah, so she's gone over to New Zealand. It's all a part of a four-day visit. She's going to be speaking to the state's top officials here. So Kate Washington's going over there to try and talk about how they've transformed their own child protection laws.
Okay.
So this all comes about because New South Wales is considering changing our own current system here to better help those children in those sort of areas.
Okay.
Interesting.
So she's hoping to sort of get some advice, learn from the best, because apparently their child protection laws are quite good.
And they're thriving.
So she's trying to implement some changes here to what we can. So that'll be interesting to see how that all develops.
It should be interesting to see how we change in the future, but also the fact of this local MP actually wanting to find help elsewhere, get some outside resources to be like, hey, we can make a difference here, and I'm not afraid to go and ask for help. That's interesting.
It is. Also, mate, the fact that, like, I don't know about her, if she's got, like, a medical background or is she involved in that side of things or is she just somebody interested in, you know, affecting change, like you said, Ari.
Yeah, she's a nice woman, actually, in Washington,
Very cool. Also, there's doctor strikes happening in our area.
Yeah, so there's going to be some big disruptions at the John Hunter Hospital for the next 3 days. So from this morning, doctors are going to be walking off the job. They're set to have small levels of staff, but the good news is the emergency department is going to remain staff, so that should not be affected. However, many elective surgeries will be postponed.
Which is just as frustrating, to be fair. Like, what if you had to get something removed, you know, a transplant of some kind?
Book
like
time off work, your whole...
Oh, that too.
It takes a while to also
organise everything, you know, around it. And look, you know, I'm sure they've got good reason.
But you don't hear
doctors striking very much.
No, usually the nurses.
It's pretty much all about, you know, they're wanting more pay. It's the workload as well, that's taking a massive toll on them.
Yeah.
And just staffing levels, they need more staff there.
We need more doctors, yeah.
That is true. The last thing you want is an overworked doctor trying to help you, and they can't concentrate and they can't remember perhaps that key piece of knowledge that they need to make you, your family member, whoever, better.
You'll end up coming off the table like Frankenstein, probably.
Well, that is a possibility. Or they just make mistakes. One area you can't have mistakes in.
You put your life in their hands.
Certainly.
Give them a pay rise.
Yeah, I support.
Come on.
Well, more, the conditions especially.
That too.
I support what they need.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
The latest bizarre chapter in, like, awkward arrivals of artificial intelligence in the legal world has unfolded once again last month. Now, this is a saga.
Such a sentence right there.
I know. There's just so much going on in this story, so just listen out and try to understand.
Yeah, let's get the basics going first.
Okay. AI in court in the US. It's a thing.
Yeah, so people are using it for all sorts of stuff, really.
Yes. Well, in the latest kind of saga here, judges on a New York appeals court case didn't take long to realise that the man addressing them as a representative plaintiff from a video screen is a person about to present an argument in a lawsuit, not only had no law degree, but didn't actually exist at all.
So somebody is in court. Mm-hmm. Someone's in court for an alleged crime.
Yep.
And instead of having a lawyer, They use this AI robot video, like video, AI video, basically.
Yeah, you know like how you have those deep fakes? So it's just like artificial intelligence, but it's like digital.
Yeah, digital it's a digital, yeah. You can even get turn like a photo into a video.
That's it. Yeah, so this is what this person has done who's trying to defend themselves and come after this case
Something
and whatever.
Interesting.
On the screen, in this video, it appeared to be a smiling, youthful, professional-looking man, and he's dressed well, chiseled jaw, all of that kind of gear. So obviously very fake. He made a few opening statements until the judges were like, hang on, is this actually real? But in more like, you know, professional language. The appealant, his name's Jerome DeWald, was like, I actually generated that. Yes, that's not a real person. Basically, what he did was he created AI to present his arguments for him, and this is his defense on this matter, claiming it was so he could present his case without fumbling his words. So he's got a little bit of an issue with public speaking, it would seem. So he's like, I know what I want to say, but I want to have someone else say it for me that's not going to fuddle my words.
Such an interesting, like, area, because... Mm. Imagine you're in, say, another situation where somebody struggles to talk due to, like, I don't know, they can't talk for some reason.
Yeah.
Do they then get the right to have a machine read out what they want to say?
I would say no, because there are so many loopholes you can go through that can make things like evidence inadmissible in court and whatever. So you've got to be careful. Now, and I'll give you one more example why this would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So not only this situation in the US court, cases using AI, but 2 years ago, a pair of lawyers and a law firm were each fined $5,000 by a federal judge in New York after they used an AI tool to do legal research. As a result, they wound up citing fictitious legal cases made up by the chatbot, and the cases go on. See, this is what I mean. This is dangerous. Don't use it.
It is, and that's why you see in all those cut scenes, like the B-rolls and stuff of, say, Suits, your favourite show at the moment.
My favourite show.
They're sitting in those dingy offices in the basement, poring over legal files, trying to find old cases. They have to be real ones, though.
Yeah.
They can't just be a made-up one.
They have a file room. I would know that. I've watched Suits.
See? I don't think you can... AI isn't ready yet, but you can see a future where it could be sent through to look up old cases.
Just be careful.
And make sure they're real.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live. All local. 100% Newcastle.
So Cheeky Queensland Health added again on their, like, socials.
Oh, we haven't seen some of these in a while.
Yeah, so they basically, they'll do health-related puns to news that's happening at the moment.
Little gags, like all your health notifications, like, oh, STIs, or blah, 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 and then they'll make a gag out of it.
Exactly. So Queensland Health, they put up on their Facebook page, obviously celebrating the Matildas, just this post. Yeah, I'm free balling. And a little soccer emoji. And that was it. So just to celebrate a great win for us.
Oh, yeah,
us.
Matillies.
The Matillies. Our soccer expert over here.
Yeah, I don't watch it. It's fine.
Look, a good win for us, even though it's just a friendly. It's still great for the Matildas, right?
It keeps our players in fighting fit form.
That's it.
And alliteration. Thank you. anyway, yeah.
Nah, all good.
I'm just more impressed about my alliteration more so than the game.
And if you want some free laughs, follow Queensland Health is my advice.
Absolutely.
Whoever's doing their social media, it's a little bit cheeky.
Oh, there's a bit of good news for you this morning. Matildas and Queensland Health. It's good news on good news.
It certainly
it's
is.
Win-win.
New FM.
De Novos.
Google. Now, they've teamed up with Pokemon to launch a really quirky feature to its search bar. Now, this can only be accessed on mobile phones, not on your desktop or your laptops,
Right. Just so let boomers, you know. Put your computers away.
Yep, this is for your phone. Okay, so you can now have the ability to catch Pokemon, namely the original 150-plus Pokemon from Generation 1. If you're looking to catch them all, we're here to help you out, basically.
Really? Yes. How does this work?
So, for example, you have to be signed in to your Google account, so your Gmail account, of course, and I have one. So I've done it this morning just to do some fun testing of this game, and I'm hooked already. So as soon as you dive in, you open your Google page and you type in any first-generation Pokemon names, for example, Pikachu or Bulbasaur.
I've heard of them.
Yep. Okay, great. So all you have to do is just type those in. And then it comes up with, like, obviously some images of what the Pokemon Gen 1 looks like.
Yeah.
And then down your bottom right-hand corner, you've got a little Pokeball. Now, when you're catching Pokemon, obviously, on digital games, you've obviously got to try and battle with wild Pokemon to try and catch them. Now, you're not actually battling these said Pokemon on this little feature here. Google does it for you. So you tap on the little Pokeball, that's like this animated type thing, with your Charmander or something that's already popped up on your screen as an animation. You tap the ball and it catches him for you. And then what happens is it adds your caught Charmander on a Pokédex, per se. So it's an index of all the different Pokemon you have in your arsenal.
I've understood some of that.
Okay.
So
basically, you catch them, you collect them, you move on.
The only question I have is...
Yes.
When you find the, like, ball, which is like a bubble around the Pokemon...
Yes. Yeah,
is it a guarantee that you're going to win the fight? Because it doesn't feel very sporting if you just get every one.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've only done one catch.
Okay.
So I guess we'll wait and see.
And it was 100% success on the first one?
It was.
Okay.
But he was
something
the
weaker,
first...
was he, than what you had?
What I had.
Like, aren't you battling one versus one?
No, so you're not actually battling them. You're just catching them. So it's kind of like the easier way out of catching Pokemon. But this is really fun. Now, what you can do is search all of them and have some fun doing that and add them to your index. But the super Pokemon, you've got, like, Mewtwo, Mew, Articuno, Zapdos, and whatever. So the...
All words I don't know.
So, if you know, you know.
I like you too. And Zappos.
Zapdos. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. So they're the legendary Pokemon, which means you need a Master Ball to catch them. Now,
well,
this happens...
I've got a couple of Master Balls. I'm ready for this game.
Basically, you are creepy. Oh, my God. Every 20 to 40 to 100 Pokemon that you catch, you unlock a Master Ball. You can go catch a legendary Pokemon. That's my spiel done.
Done. Okay. If you're a Pokemon fan, all that sounds amazing.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Ari, you brought this to my attention, and to be honest, I had heard of it in the past.
Well, this is a phenomenon for me over the weekend. Just discovered it.
Very, very interesting. It's called the Girvan Tower, and I might be pronouncing that wrong, but it's essentially the tallest private residence in the country. So,
wow.
It's a 10-story building, just one person's house.
How do you... What are you doing with all that space?
Well, good question. So it was
are you Iron Man?
It was built in the 90s, took 6 years to build.
Wow.
And then it was sold in 2012 for $1.275 million, which you might go, that's a bit of money, but it's way more, it's way cheaper than it costs to actually build. So good value for the people that bought it. Now, a farming family purchased it from the area. And now, because they're multi-generational, like living, working together.
Okay.
They're all living on different floors.
Oh, so they kind of get their own life within living together. It's like, for example, you live on a big property, like a ranch or something, and you all have your own individual place of residence.
That's right, but with less roof area and less guttering to fix, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you've only got one roof on the whole thing.
So basically when I saw this, it kind of looked like a big apartment block that you'd see in Wollongong, for example.
Yeah, from the 90s, it's a bit from the 90s on the outside, but you can actually see, like on a very clear day, you can see the ocean at Newcastle. So it's out near Boorall.
No way.
Yeah, because it's 10 stories, Ari. It's really, really tall.
I mean, the view would be beautiful. It's in the middle of the bush, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's basically out in the middle of nowhere, and it's, obviously it makes it stick out. Mm. Now, how is this, I guess... building broken down at the moment. So they've given a little tour on TikTok or something, part of it.
Ooh.
Ground floor has the original 90s look. So you got the red carpet, chandelier and a pool.
Okay.
First floor is this like a storage level. They got gym gear, stuff like that. Also an outdoor tennis court.
Yeah, cool. Okay, living good.
Yeah. Third floor is this guy who's given the tour, James, his living area and bedroom. Fourth floor is his younger brother, Drew, and their fiancée.
Oh.
They're doing up their levels at the moment to try and make them a bit better. Fifth floor is a family kitchen.
Oh, okay, so kind of in the middle.
You want to do some cooking, you've got to go up a few floors.
You can't just walk around the corner.
Exactly. Sixth floor, lounge room. And also some food storage, pantry.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Seventh floor, where the parents live. So they're always up above you. Mm. Just think of that what you will.
Yeah.
Level 8 is the office. And level 9 is the rooftop with an observation deck.
Yeah, cool. This kind of reminds me of the Thunderbirds, like back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Perhaps,
that's a compound.
Maybe they got the idea from that, the original builders, and went, we can just build that right here in the Australian bush.
I think it's genius.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So Arnott's shapes are a favourite on this team. What's your flavour? Depends on what you like.
I only like the chicken crimpies.
There you go. I like the pizza. They're my favourite. Whatever. That's
anyway,
not what this is about.
Okay.
There's a new flavour coming out.
Oh.
Crunchy hot chips and sauce.
Sign me up.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Hot chips and sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not gravy, it's just sauce?
It's sauce.
Okay, that's fine. I'll still take it.
The picture looks like tomato sauce. Like as in the...
I prefer barbecue.
Well, you should send them a letter. Because I'm pretty sure that's where they get these flavours from.
Or like garlic sauce.
You should work for Arnott's as a
really
side hustle.
I should. Like
flavour design?
Yeah, my casual job should be, flavour design, food testing, all of that. Like, sign me up.
Because they should pay you $1 million a year for it.
I'm happy with 20 grand.
Okay, there you go.
I'll take a pay cut.
You shouldn't be in charge of any financial negotiations.
No, I'm in the creative sphere for a reason, mate.
Certainly are.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I would really love to have that job. Can we just, make up our own, food company, Creva? I reckon we do really well.
It's a good thought.
Yeah, it's a yummy thought.
That certainly is.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, now, though, something really interesting has popped up on my Facebook feed. I'm part of a lot of, discussion groups, a lot of female positivity discussion groups as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, starting the conversation about things and discussion groups, whatever. Now, one of the pages that I'm and groups that I'm in, this is another podcast and whatever, but that's fine. It's very supportive. Now, because it is so supportive, all types of users in this group, they'll jump on and share parts of their life story with them, get relationship advice, things
sure.
like that, dating advice,
yeah.
which is actually very helpful a lot of the time.
Yeah.
This one young woman has actually posted a little bit of a help me situation
okay,
here.
Okay, looking for some advice or help.
Yeah, some help. So this page, just to let you know, is basically national. So it's not just resided with, based
it's
in New South
country,
Wales. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Now, she goes, hi, everyone. I'm searching for this man. And she's attached a photo, and I'll describe it in a minute. I'm searching for this man. My friend had her alleged soulmate, drawn up by a psychic, and I thought it might be nice to speed up the process or at least find out if he exists and where he might reside. Does he look familiar to anyone? She's posted the photo. It's an actual sketch. If you're going to, describe someone to a police sketch artist or something like that.
Right.
Only this is, coloured. So, the psychic has taken the time to colour this sketch in.
You're showing it to me now. First things I notice. He's a very good-looking man.
Extremely good-looking.
Extraordinary chiseled jawline.
Yes.
Slight stubble.
Nice brown hair.
Great hair as well.
Hazel
not thinning
eyes.
Like mine.
Adam's apple.
There's very strong
Straight
Adam's apple.
Straight teeth. He looks like your ideal man. He's my type.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I see. I thought he would have been just a little bit too stocky for you.
No, I think what it is,
if you had thin
it's
arms,
the beard.
Thin arms, you'd be into it.
No, I don't like thin arms. I like a bit of muscle. Come on now. I like what I like and I'm not afraid to say.
Of course.
Anyway, so I just thought this was such an interesting story, the fact that this friend of hers went to a psychic and went, I need to find love in my life. And they're like, let me do my voodoo stuff. And then she's seeking inside her mind and doing that.
Real talk, Ari.
Yeah.
Do you believe in psychics?
Nah.
So,
there's times where I've watched TV shows and I go, holy cow.
So you do a little bit, just a little bit. The door is open a crack.
I think my subconscious mind can be fooled because I can be gullible.
At night, you're looking out and there's a little bit of light coming through that door. That's what the amount you believe, maybe. Yeah,
probably. I would say that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it might be interesting to see whether or not people, you know, go on to say, hey, you know what, this is my friend George or something like
Robin.
Yeah. Actually, one of the Rising contributors commented saying, first thing I thought was he looks similar to Charles Leclerc, the F1 driver. And everyone's like, oh my God, same!
I think what they've done there is get ChatGPT to do a sketch of Charles Leclerc and go, that's it.
That's probably, it's like, you are meant to be in love with an F1 driver. And I'll be like, yes, I am.
That works quite well for me. Thank you very much. New FM. The
Novos. The Novos. Peter Dutton on the campaign trail because we are coming into elections very soon.
Sure are.
But he's done an oopsie because, you know what, politicians and sports groups, fields, clubs, all of that do not mix. And it is a proven fact. I mean, look at Scott Morrison like a couple of years ago when he was like at an NRL club or something like that.
That's right.
Playing with a bunch of kids, ended up actually crash tackling a kid. And it was all over the news. It was everywhere.
Honestly.
If you remember that.
Very embarrassing moment, wasn't it?
Hilarious for all of us onlookers.
Funny though, yeah, exactly.
That kid, I bet you he was like, get off me.
Well,
you're too heavy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope he's okay. Moving on. So Peter Dutton, like I said, on the campaign trail, was up in Darwin, when he accidentally punted a AFL ball at a 10 News First cameraman. So he's like doing like a bit of a little photo op / filming thing for
I'm on a sporting field. I am relatable. That's classic politician gear, isn't it?
Yeah, just like basically going, I'll improve this for you. Let me
sports.
Show you how relatable I am and how fun I am. Anyway, so yeah, he gets an AFL ball. He's on this field
and he kicks
it. In a
full suit, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much. And kicks the ball, and it flies directly at the cameraman, hits him in the forehead, and bloodies his head.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh, my God. Just ridiculous.
Straight bonked on the bonce.
Oh, it's stupid, though. Like, later on, you've got this cameraman with a big, like, bandage around his scalp. And then Peter Dutton's been seen, like, shaking hands with him.
Do you get workers' comp for that?
Probably.
You know, so at least a day off.
Oh, the opposition leader was like, look, later on, I'll buy him a beer. Teach him how to make a mark.
You know what? I think he needs more than a beer for that. He should get at least a little payout or something, right?
I would demand it.
Definitely. 105.3 New FM. It's the Novos. Name 5. Yeah, 10 seconds on the official New FM timer, and you just need to name 5 things from the category we give you.
Oh, yes. Very easy. But
that was good ticking sound effects from you. Can we have some more?
It kind of sounded like 60 minutes. Oh, hang on. It's really hard to do.
Stunning.
It's
God,
not easy.
You're good.
Nah,
and that's why we pay the best in the business to do that each morning.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We've got someone down the line just doing the ticking. That's their whole job.
Well, I'm coming for 60 minutes.
That's it. Well, yeah, that's their dream job, the person that does the 10-second ticking.
That's all you have to do all day?
One day I'll get the 60 minutes job.
Nah, I don't want that. It's too
you don't
serious
want it?
For me.
Yeah, a bit too
depressing.
Serious. The 10 seconds will do. All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Let's go to Edgeworth. Good morning, Belinda. How are you going?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Really good. How is Edgeworth this morning?
It's a little bit overcast, actually.
A little bit sad.
Yeah, a bit of that clouds floating around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not cold, though.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
No jackets yet.
Yeah, it keeps a bit warmer. And you know what? A bit of cloud's not going to kill Belinda's vibe, is it?
No.
No.
Love that. She's from Edgeworth. Edgeworth is the greatest.
Oh,
like,
everyone knows that. you know how the game works. You get 10 seconds, 5 things from the category. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Tickets to Dot and the Kangaroo Jr. up for grabs. Mm-hmm. I need you to name 5 things that come in pairs. Go.
Oh, I'm blank.
Something on your feet?
Shoes, gloves.
Oh, Belinda.
I went completely blank.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. The pressure gets you, isn't it? You could have had chopsticks. You could have had socks, ice skates, earrings, headphones, jeans, scissors. There's so many I would have taken.
Oh, yeah.
I went completely blank.
Nah, that's right. You know what? Right. Just for coming on the show, we're going to put you in the drawer for a family pass to go and see Mega Creatures at Hunter Valley Gardens, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
On this show, we absolutely love the sandwich that is the banh mi.
They are very tasty. I never thought that I would enjoy them, but, you know, Mum bought one from the Westie Hot Bread Shop once and I fell in love.
That's it. And there's something about it. If you don't know what it is, it's essentially sort of a baguette-style roll.
Yeah, a crisp roll.
Crisp
right?
roll,
yeah.
cut down the middle. You usually got a bit of pate on there, ooh. Mayonnaise, crispy pork belly, or you can have chicken,
yum.
Some salads, and some pickles are really important on there as well.
Very fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, fresh, and it's a crisp flavour as well. Mm. Now, there's a huge amount of interest in these, so much so that there's a Facebook page called Hunter Valley Banh Mi Hunters, which is where people just talk about banh mis they've eaten, how much they cost, how good they were. In a place out at Cessnock, mm-hmm. it's called Banh Mi Restore, ooh. And this is at Wine Country Drive. There's a challenge going on mm-hmm. where there's a 70-centimetre long banh mi.
Ooh.
If you can eat it within 20 minutes, you get $100 cash just given to you.
In 20 minutes, that's a bit of a stretch, to be honest. You're having indigestion after that.
I would think so. If you can't finish it, you just pay the $30 for your banh mi, which is the price of these giant ones.
Okay. That's a fair
It is
competition.
A fair price because they're about three times the size of a normal one, maybe a little more, and a normal one's about $10. So
okay.
It's very fair.
Worth it.
There's been some winners already.
Really? And in 20 minutes?
Yeah, in 20 minutes. Oh. They're very proud of it, obviously. The people that have done it, impressive if you can pull this off. You get a bonus bottle of water as well, so that'll help wash that thing down.
Oh, you think? You would hope so.
You would need that, right?
Oh, you get cotton mouth.
If you want to do the challenge, you need to leave a message about it. So get onto the Banh Mi Restore. The phone number's on there. You message Mark, the manager,
mm-hmm.
and you tell him, I want to do the challenge. They set it all up, the timer, everything. It's all there. And away you go. And if you can finish that thing in time, cash is yours. Three
what?
Chances a day. So wow. get in early. So maybe you do a breakfast one if you're really wanting to make sure you get the cash.
Maybe it'll be better if you don't eat for 2 days and then you go and do the challenge. Hello. You're going to get that done.
Life hack right there.
Yeah.
You'll be starving, but
exactly.
it's a life hack.
Yeah.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
There's been a new jersey released for the Newcastle Knights coming into the Anzac round. The Knights will honour Newcastle's own this Anzac Day in a nod to the 35th Battalion, who lost hundreds of largely local men in Newcastle during World War I. There's now a commemorative jersey designed for them.
What a great way to, I guess, acknowledge all those people.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. It's a difficult thing to talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
But this is a great way to get the conversation going.
That's it. Commemorative. We're all for it. Interesting, though, some of the media photos, like the shots of the jersey, have been released. So, of course, it's Bradman Best. You've also got Phoenix Crossland and Caelan Ponga, the big three of the Knights at the moment. I was looking at the photos, I'm like, oh, they look good. But then I looked in the background, I'm like, why are they in a spooky-looking church? Like, they look sinister. It's like, is this like a horror movie? Like, it's freaky-deaky.
You reckon the chosen location could have been
brighter. Much better. Like, right. Well, I don't know, along the Anzac Walk, maybe at Fort Scratchley or something.
Maybe they're trying to mix it up.
Well, they've donned the uniform in Newcastle's Christchurch Cathedral. Why?
Odd choice.
Oh, hang on.
Maybe there's like war memorial plaques in there
Victoria
or something.
Victoria Cross stuff, which I didn't know. I've never been in that church. But I just thought it was very strange to have a photo shoot around this.
Okay. It just looks off to you.
Yeah, it just looks
fair
strange.
Fair enough.
Next time, do a full scratchly. It's pretty.
And nice that something brighter is what Ari's suggesting.
It's near water.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yesterday was quite the interesting conversation off air. Look,
wow.
I say this like every week, I swear to God, because our funniest conversations not only happen on the air, but it's also off air. Like, well, behind the scenes, we are pretty rowdy.
We're chit-chat constantly.
Yeah.
And it's in an hour, you've probably got about 20 minutes of us talking on the air.
Yeah.
Which means 40 minutes off the air.
Just dribbling.
And we're just drinking coffees and just talking absolute nonsense. But sometimes a little interesting moment comes out. We go, we have to move that from off air to on air.
We need to exploit each other here. Yep. And we do all the time.
Sure.
Now, it's producer Mark's turn again because he's just such a quirky character. But I am actually on his side with this little chat. And Crevo, you're not. So, producer Mark, have we got you there?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Great.
Great as always, producer Mark. Now, can you tell us about your toilet habits, please?
Well, just mention what you... Tell the boys and girls what you told us yesterday. Yes.
All right. So, to throw it out there, when I go to do a wee, I sit down.
Interesting. Now, I've heard a lot of men do that. What do you mean, Crevo? What do you mean?
What is that?
Just listen to me. I have my reasons, all right? Hear me out, okay?
I'm ready.
So, I was a chef for about 10 years. Yeah. And so,
it's
chefing...
That's a cooking thing.
Oh, let him talk. Let the man speak.
I'm trying to explain myself here, Crevo.
Yeah, go for it.
Chefs do pretty big hours. Most days you're doing double shifts, like 14, 16 hours on your feet, like no break a lot of the time. It's pretty hectic. So I was doing this for a long time, and every time that I went to the toilet, it was kind of like a break for me. So because I'd been standing up all day, like fast-paced environment, sweating and everything, I'd go to the toilet to do a wee, and I would take five and sit down. And it was kind of like a way for me to relax and like have a bit of a break. So that's how it started. And I would do this every time I went to go and do a wee. It's just funny because I've carried that habit on to now.
And now you sit down and talk for a living.
Yeah.
And now you just go from sitting and talking to sitting on the and looking on TikTok.
I mean, Mark, it's pretty fascinating. Like, you relieve yourself of your feet for comfort, then you also relieve yourself at the same time. So I think it's quite genius. You've cracked the code there.
I disagree. I think it's what a dumb thing to do.
Well, the funny thing now is I don't need to do it, but I'll still do it. I'm sitting down all day, but it's just a habit. I'll go in and I'll still go and do it. But
I reckon you're the only one in Newcastle.
Surely not.
I reckon there's some guys out there that would do it.
I've heard there is.
Some other chefs, some other tradies.
Yeah.
The worst
tradies, not a chance.
Yeah. I mean, what about the Lollipop Guild people?
Do the stop-go.
Yeah, stop-go. I'm on my feet for hours. I need to sit down and give my tooties a break as well as my piddle a break.
It's a chance to sit down and relax your legs. If you have a job where you're on your feet and maybe doing some strenuous work, it wouldn't surprise me if there's people out there, other men out there in Newcastle, that when they go do a number one, they're sitting down and having a break. The only problem is for me out of all of this is sometimes I'll be doing it at home still, and my wife, Fliss, will walk into the bathroom when I'm doing a number way, sitting down, and I can tell she kind of looks at me in the corner of her eye and goes, what kind of man have I married?
Well,
question.
You know what you could say, though, and this would be a valid argument. From a woman's perspective, I would say, look, as long as you're aiming and getting your piddle in the toilet, the actual bowl itself, and not spilling out, I don't care what position you're peeing in.
Well, I can't say that I don't do any of that as well, Ari,
from sitting down,
but...
Aim properly.
Okay, so this is what we're after here. I can't believe this. Is there anybody else, any other man in Newcastle who's sitting down? I don't believe there is. I think you are completely alone.
4967-4105, is it you, or maybe it's your husband or your partner or whoever? Do you pee standing up or sitting down? Give us your reasoning.
Surely everyone's just standing up. Let's go to find out, I guess, what Newcastle thinks. In Gilliston Heights, Jasmine... thoughts and feelings.
Hello, yes. Well, my husband is a sitter, and I am A-okay with that because he doesn't miss, and I don't have to clean up after him.
That's exactly right, Jasmine.
You know what? With your dramatic pause there, you're like, my husband is a sitter, and I thought you were going to say, and I'm a stand-up.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. That was about to confuse me a lot.
They'd be reversed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so we've got one for team sitting here. I didn't think that anybody would be doing it. Turns out there is.
Yeah, well, I told you.
There's one gentleman in Gilliston Heights who's making it happen.
Well done to him. To Newcastle now with John. Good morning, John. Do you sit down or stand up?
I sit down.
Okay, give us the reason.
No reason. There's just an opportunity to sit down, so why not?
Brilliant.
It's just a man who likes chairs.
I'm on my feet most of the day, so yeah, why not?
What do you do for work, John, if you don't mind me asking?
I walk around a lot.
Oh, you
yeah.
He's like, I'm not telling you nothing.
Yeah, it's a secret. He's a secret walker. And that's okay.
Secret walker.
We don't care what your job is.
No, that's right.
We're,
it's
not,
just funny.
We're not a discriminatory radio station.
So, quick revision here.
Yes.
Two
sitters.
To me and producer Mark.
Two sitters at this point.
Yeah, okay.
Christy in East Maitland, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. My partner is a sitter.
As well?
Oh, my God.
Yes, he is. He's actually a chef, so I'm starting to wonder whether it's kind of like a bit of a chef thing.
You know what? What's interesting there, John didn't want to reveal what his job was.
Maybe.
I reckon he's a secret chef.
Probably is.
Maybe. I'm just starting to wonder whether that's what it is.
Bit more of a personal question for you, Christy.
Yes.
So when he sits, obviously he's doing what he's doing. Do you have to clean up any mess?
Absolutely not.
See,
perfect.
See,
excellent. There we go. And listen to how proud and excited she was about this.
I'm all for it. I think it's fantastic.
There we go. More than I thought. It seems that there are sitters in and amongst us, but they probably work in kitchens.
They live among us.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, some sad news coming into Easter.
Oh, no.
An iconic chocolate has been discontinued down under. I'm talking about the beloved Malteser bunnies.
Are you joking me?
The Malteser bunnies! There's no more! You have a Kit Kat bunny, but that's not the same.
That is Maltesers, not the same.
I would argue that the Malteser bunnies, like the little packets of them,
I know the ones.
They are better tasting than actual Maltesers, and I will go and stand up in front of a crowd and say that.
We've done it.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I have actually, yeah. Now that you say that, it's honestly, they're so good. But like heaps of TikTokers went on this bandwagon this year. No, just going, hey, can anyone find them? So people went out on missions to try and find these Malteser bunnies in Australia.
Nowhere to be seen.
No. So, valet.
That's
no more.
Really sad.
Last year was the last year.
God, we can't have nice things, can we?
We have every other chocolate under the sun, but I want the bunny.
There's almost zero selection, I feel, when it comes to chocolate, and
that's
awful.
I'm not eating chocolate this Easter.
Hey, it's cancelled.
Cancelled.
We're in Ari's household.
The chocolate is, not the actual.
No, of course not. You can't cancel that.
No.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Dog chat now, though. Oh,
favourite topic other than food,
it's up there.
Yeah.
So, my mum got this Whippet puppy at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Still very tiny and cute with razor-sharp teeth.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Razor-sharp, though?
Oh, yeah. They're like little needles, basically. If that thing bites you, it just goes straight through your hand just about. Because when they're puppy teeth, they're so sharp and tiny.
Interesting.
They all fall out and they get adult teeth. That's still to come.
So like humans. I didn't know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So she's got this little puppy. It's called Maple, which you came up with the name, Ari, which is so fun. And they've been trying to crate train it to build its independence. Right?
Oh,
so that's where at night it sleeps in the crate. The door's open, but it's like a little safe space.
Yeah.
So they've, but it's not, they're not wanting to go into the crate at night to start with.
Does Maple like want to sleep with your parents, like cuddle up on the bed?
Yeah, so because my dad's still got this knee thing that he's recovering from, he's sleeping in the downstairs room, which is, it's fine. He just, like, until his knee's better, he just needs to stay there so he doesn't, like, injure it further.
He's probably like, oh, yeah, I can sprawl out on my own. Here I go, bachelor padding it.
Quite possibly. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, the Maple, the puppy's been hopping up in his bed trying to sleep there for the night.
Oh, look at that.
I know. So quick to, you know, get in on this.
Cute, though. Come
Very
on.
Cute.
You're not saying no to that.
The little puppy eyes looking up at you. He's like, we've got to get it off to the crate, you know. We've got to build its independence. Mm. It helps out. Still inside and everything. It's still treated like a princess.
Yeah, true.
Just not on top of the bed, right? Anyway, so they started to try, they're like, how can we get it into its own bed?
Yep.
What can we do to convince it? And one night, my dad randomly just started singing it this song, right?
Oh, what's the song?
The song, which I'd never heard of, but apparently it was a big hit.
Hang on, you're getting some clicks over there.
Yeah,
are you
it's called.
Play it?
Yeah, I will play it in a second. It's called Tell Me a Story. Now, it's from the 50s. So both my mum and dad, that's when they were like growing up or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
So they said it was a massive hit back in the day. It's by Frankie Lane and Jimmy Boyd. It's called Tell Me a Story. And it's like a bedtime story song.
Like a lullaby in a way.
Sort of. Here's a clip of it. And this, imagine my mum and dad singing this to the dog, and they're doing it every night at the moment.
Every night to get her to sleep in the crate.
Yeah, so this is what they're singing, right? Very fun. Very
tell me a story. Tell me a story. Tell me a story. Remember what you said. You promised me you said you would. You gotta give in so I'll be good. Tell me a story. Then I'll go to bed.
Right. That's awesome.
So they sing that, and apparently this is what they've said. Before they started the singing, the puppy would go into the crate, but then we'll like, ew, from the crate, right?
Little baby.
Yeah. They said since they've started singing this,
She's like, shut up, I'll go to sleep.
No, she willfully goes to the crate herself and no ew through the night at all.
They said
it's a bedtime story song, and it 100% works.
Can we hear it one more time?
Of course, I've got a little bit.
Tell me a story, remember what you said. You promised me, let that sink in, puppies of Australia.
Yeah.
Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Maybe I should have had that as a kid. Oh, I'll have it now. Will can sing it to me on a Wednesday night. Ari, it's time to go to bed. No, I don't want to. You got to get up early in the morning. You got to work. I don't want to. Tell me a story. Okay, baby.
And then I'll go to bed.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Sunday was a big day for me. So a couple of months ago, I did mention it on the show because I'm very candid about my entire life, as you could probably hear. So I wanted to get back into performing because it's been quite a while since I've danced on stage or done any type of acting or anything like that. And well, I love music. I love dancing.
Fans of you would know that. And they'd be like, oh, geez, I haven't seen an Ari play in so long.
Yeah, my mum. that's why she was so excited. She's like, I get to see my baby on stage. And I'm like, okay, yeah, mum, I'll get you a ticket.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, so what I decided to audition for was Metropolitan Players. Now, they've been around since the 80s, I believe. And I didn't even know about this, like, growing up in Newcastle. But they're a big theatre institution or organisation here in Newcastle. And this year, they're putting on Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
I auditioned for it, and I was very, very graciously given a part in the ensemble, which is very exciting because they're like, tell us about your dance experience as well as singing and whatnot.
Well, you're one of the you've got tap in your... like
repertoire
in your repertoire.
I used to be a tap dancer as well. Oh, pretty much all of that. Step, do a bit of a shuffle.
And I
miss it so much. Anyway, so that was one of the questions in the audition. I'm like, yeah, I've done tap before. So myself and a couple of the other girls in the ensemble, I mean, it's like a select few of us, they're like, you're going to be our tap dancers as well as everything else. Like
already got a promotion. I love
it. No, it's not a promotion. It's just like, well, some people haven't taken tap before, and that's fair. But
up the ladder you go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, so on Sunday was our first read-through / cast get-together, lunch, whatever. Went through the whole script, all the music, met the directors, the choreographers, the stage crew, production crew. It's a whole crew, mate. It's not huge, it's no joke.
How many people are we talking? 200?
As in like cast and crew or just crew?
Yeah, cast and crew.
Oh, jeez. It was a room full. So, for example, if you know... think about Civic Theatre stage. Maybe it's a bit smaller. Everyone in the cast and crew fits in that area. So it's a pretty decent sized stage.
Maybe 100 then, I'm guessing.
Oh, no, a bit less than that, yeah. But it was a good size, more than what I was expecting. But we've also got Munchkins, of course, which is the little ones get to have their turn on stage and, you know, do the Munchkin Land scene. Anyway, so made a new friend. Her name's Laura. She's in the ensemble with me. I got to catch up with some people that I know as well. But one of the main important things, right, we get a real Toto. We get a real dog on stage.
I was like, who's Toto?
Toto is Dorothy's dog in the story. Right. So he's just darling. I had a little pat and everything. Very friendly dog.
Cute.
And every time someone said, oh, Toto, in the script, he would like kind of turn his head like, you're talking to me. Because he's like responding to the name.
He's had training. It's a professional outfit like that. I get it.
Pretty much. But oh, anyway, we were all singing along to certain songs and like it's going to be every Sunday I'm doing rehearsals right up until July, mid-July, which is when our first performance is. We're doing like 8 performances.
So you and Laura are now best friends.
Oh, we're getting to know each other. We're, and I'm friends with some of the other girls as well.
Have you and Laura gone out on like a coffee date after or anything
It's
yet?
Only Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
And are you going to give us a little bit of singing that we can hear in the performance?
Nah. Well, I actually don't do too much singing,
we're
which is good.
To see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Are you tired of the line?
He is the wizard, a wizard of never that Oz. How good's that?
The lyrics.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
You got muddled up and you're reading off a screen. That's
if ever,
funny.
Whoever, the wizard of Oz, wizard of Oz, something like that, is it?
Please don't ever do that ever again. Do not butcher my beloved theatrical start.
I think mine was the best version that's ever was because the wizard of Oz.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Coming home last night, it was a bit of a late one for me. I was just out and about just doing some errands and whatever.
Sure.
And I had to brace for impact because my brother and sister-in-law came up from Sydney. They've got some business to do today. So I was staying the night last night. And I nearly texted Mum to say, brace the dogs because I'm about to walk into the door. Anyway, so as soon as, because Mum and Dad left the front door open for me because I had to shut the garage. Anyway, long story. But I open the door and then all of a sudden I hear a tch-tch-tch-tch. I'm like, oh, here comes Murphy. Here comes the big GSP. He's like the biggest cuddle bug in the world, the most excitable dog. But there is no better feeling than when you walk through the door and you know, Kruger, having a whippet, how excited a dog gets to see you. And it just makes you feel like the most loved human being in the world.
And it's a great sound.
Isn't it?
Dogs running down a hallway.
On tiles.
Well, whatever floor you've got, it's just a terrific sound.
I need to film, like, how excited Murphy gets to see you because his body is so long, so when he wiggles his tail, his whole bum goes with it.
Oh, I love that. And he's like, just like, melts down. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm walking into the lounge room, whatever. Before I even say hello to my brother and sister-in-law, I'm just like, no, where are the dogs?
Of course, because they want to be said hello to first, and that is A-OK with me.
Mm-hmm.
What a great story.
Oh, I just love dogs.
UFM. The Novos.
Industrial Drive. Mm. This is one of the biggest, most important roads in Newcastle or leading into Newcastle.
That's right.
And it's very, very busy. A lot of people use it. But it can be a little bit of a, I guess, sore point for a lot of road users.
And a sore point at that, but multiple points, because it is a very long stretch.
It used to be all 80, and then they turned part of it to 60.
Right.
And yesterday I was reading some discussion online about the whole thing should be turned to 60 to save the confusion and also to make it safer. And
hang
I was
on,
like,
all
hmm,
of it to 60?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
To be fair, like what I say, it's a long stretch of road. If you're just going 60 that entire time, it knocks off, you know, but it builds up your travel time. You don't want to be on the road for that long.
I'd say it would add a little bit, but I don't know how much it would add to your journey. Maybe a minute?
Oh, maybe a little bit more than that,
maybe two,
I would say.
If that, honestly.
I don't understand why they chopped and changed it to 80 and 60 and vice versa.
Well, good question. So here's what I wanted to do this morning. 4967-4105. Do you just want to vent about Industrial Drive briefly?
Oh, we will vent about it quite a lot.
We certainly will. Or how do we fix it? Do you make the whole thing 60? Do you bring back 80 the whole way? What are your thoughts?
What are your thoughts and feelings about this, Krivo, just on your side?
I think one speed would be better. Because
less confusion.
Less confusion. Because often what happens, you're going along and then suddenly it's the bit that changes speed near the Maccas there, the Mayfield Maccas on Industrial Drive, and it's people stick to the old speed, they don't change the right lane, or all of that goes on.
I still get confused.
One speed would be better. I would like to know how much it would add to make it all 60 just to strip out the confusion.
I'd be annoyed because sometimes, like, if I'm visiting my partner or something in Mayfield, and if I want a cheeky coffee from Industrial Drive Maccas, and then I have to go out on Industrial Drive and keep going. If I'm driving at 60 k's per hour the entire time, I'm totally not going to bother.
Let's find out what Newcastle thinks about it.
Okay, going to Redhead. Good morning, Susan. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm actually driving along the Industrial Drive at the moment.
Oh, here we go. And,
yes. So I'm living the nightmare, but, hey, it's 80K. It's been 80K forever. So why are people, you know,
dropping
driving along at 50? Yeah, 50 or 60. It's like, it's a high-volume road, you know.
Keep that thing moving.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, in your opinion, it should be all back to 80, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we've
she
got,
feels very strongly about
this. I know. Currently living the nightmare, as she called it, right now.
God bless everyone on Industrial Drive at the moment.
Exactly. All right, in Ellamore Vale, Helen, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Susan. I think it should be definitely 80Ks all the way.
Right, okay. So somebody at the RMS along the journey has made a mistake, is what
absolutely.
You reckon?
Definitely, yes. Well, they must have made mistakes on many Newcastle roads because there's a lot of varying speed limits.
Yeah, right.
To be fair, though, it doesn't matter how long you've been driving for in your lifetime. If you can't understand what the speed is meant to be, it's not fair on anyone.
They need at least better signage at a minimum, right?
At a minimum, but you also know. Make everything the same speed.
Yeah, that would be better.
Wrapping it up in Islington. Hey, Kiralee, what are your thoughts?
I think we should keep it at 60.
Like the whole thing?
Yep. Okay. People always drive faster than they should, and we all should slow down.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to go to Macca's to get your coffee. It's better for you anyway.
Fair enough.
This is the Kiralee having a pot shot at your health.
Well, I mean. oh, gosh. Okay, so two for speeding, one for slow it down.
Yeah, but if you read between the lines with Kiralee.
She's like, just leave earlier.
Put it at 60. Everyone will go 80 anyway.
Maybe.
Because she's like, everyone will drive faster anyway. So it seems like overall, there's a sense that this thing should be put back to 80.
You do 60, you do 80. If you do 80, you do 100. God, everyone just slow down.
Exactly. Hey, before we go, we do have to award a prize.
We do, actually.
Mega Creatures is on now at Hunter Valley Gardens. You can buy your tickets, huntervalleygardens.com.au. It's very easy to get your tickets or win them with us throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier in the show, this is a bit of fun, hey? We were talking about
whether it's okay to pee standing up or sitting down, or if you do it.
Or if your partner does, that sort of thing. Producer Mark, we found out, is a big sitting down guy,
yes.
Which I found very strange.
It was funny, but I can understand why.
Turns out a lot of people do, and we got a call from Christy in East Maitland.
My partner is a sitter.
As well?
Oh, my God.
Yes, he is. He's actually a chef, so I'm starting to wonder whether it's kind of like a bit of a chef thing.
Bit more of a personal question for you, Christy. So when he sits, obviously he's doing what he's doing. Do you have to clean up any mess?
Absolutely not.
Perfect.
There it is.
She's got it covered.
No
she's a
mess.
happy lady.
And tickets to Mega Creatures. What more do you want in life? Congratulations.
Well done. On a Tuesday, no doubt.
I know. Our latest local winner there, Christy from East Maitland. That's us done for the day.
Already.
Have a lovely Tuesday, everyone.
Yeah, enjoy
and it. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Chat to you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.